The Army sees the meters as an enormously valuable tool for informing its energy management programs, but the meters are also required by federal law. The 2005 Energy Management Act told agencies to individually measure the electricity use in their buildings wherever practicable. The Army's installed 8,600 meters as of this month, amounting to about 96% of its goal. It plans to finish the rest by 2015. Catherine Hammack is the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment.
When I joined the Army, it surprised me to find that most bases had one meter, and that was at the main gate. And you didn't know how much energy each individual building was using. But as we get metering in, if you have 30 barracks on a base, every one of them's metered, and you know how much energy is being used, some of our commanders who are getting the data are then holding meetings once a month and saying, okay, this barracks was the most efficient, and this one, we saw your energy consumption jump 20%. And it's holding the team leaders and non-commissioned officers responsible. When you have information, then you can influence action. And so the metering information is something that we are using to help lead the culture change. It's just like if you don't pay utilities in the house, then you want it really cold in the summer because it's hot and humid outside. Once you start paying the utilities, you start making better decisions on comfort versus cost. Without that information, it's been very hard to influence energy efficiency as part of the culture in the Army.
But the Army envisions using its new electric data well above the level of individual installations. The $230 million program, managed by the Army Corps of Engineers, also includes a new Army-wide enterprise data platform called the Meter Data Management System. The system will eventually be able to measure and analyze the service's energy use down to an individual building for at least 65% of all the electricity the Army consumes. Officials think that will allow them to make better Army-level decisions about which conservation programs are working and which ones aren't. Lieutenant General Thomas Bostick is the commander of the Army Corps of Engineers.
And this is an effort to really modify behavior. You know, all of us have grown up through life leaving a light on or leaving the television on and wasting electricity. And we're trying to change that behavior. We're starting in our Army facilities that are larger than 35,000 square feet or that spend over $29,000 per year in electricity. And we're metering those systems, and you can see that we're at the status here, we're about 96% metered, and we're on a pretty good track here and looking forward to what kind of results this will prove. You know, in the homes now, in the private homes or the homes in on the installations, they are rewarding you for saving energy. We're not at the point where we can figure that out in the barracks and these large facilities, but at some point we certainly want to inform them this is what you're using and this is what you're using in comparison to like facilities that are better at managing their energy.
The Army Corps' next steps will be to install meters that can capture the same level of granular data about the natural gas, steam, and water each building is using. About 2,500 of those meters are installed so far, but it's a longer-term project that won't be completed until at least 2020. The Army is focused first on electricity use because, just as in most American homes and businesses, it's the organization's biggest utility expense. Even though the service has cut its electricity use by 16% over the past decade, its expenses have increased from $440 million in 2003 to $1.4 billion last year. The Army is taking several steps to make its bases more energy independent, including the installation of renewable energy facilities on its own property. But Lieutenant General David Halverson, the commander of the Army Installation Management Command, says there's still more that can be done on the demand side. He says it's not a foreign concept to the Army. He says budget pressures and Cold War-era demands to make U.S. facilities more resilient to power disruptions made the military very conscious of its energy use during earlier periods. That's fallen off the priority list somewhat during the last 10 years of deployments to the Middle East.
It's really important when we have time is to get back into doing these things. So while we're very busy because of the surge in Iraq and Afghanistan and a lot of these issues, what we saw is that people weren't doing it because they didn't have to worry about that culture. So what we're utilizing with a lot of our energy folks at our installations now is an active thing. So it's just not monitoring and metering it. It's also now active training programs with commanders, with their sergeant majors and to be able to understand that it's really important. We got to get back in the cultures where it's not someone else's problem, it's our problem, because that culture then will assist you when you go into theater. And there's a cause and effects on a lot of that.
The cultural factors that impact energy use in an individual agency are notoriously difficult to measure. But another federal agency is trying to do just that. The Federal Energy Management Program, part of the Department of Energy, is in the process of building tools that will try to evaluate individual agencies' energy cultures, according to Timothy Unruh, FEMP's director.
FEMP across the federal government, what we see is that culture change is one of the biggest challenges that we have to overcome. And what we're developing is trying to come up with a way to measure that. While we all know that we have metrics such as our energy intensity or total energy use that we can use as metrics to sort of understand that, we also know that just because you may be making goals or not making goals may not necessarily reflect the internal culture of the organization. And the reality is that if we have the culture right, the savings that we can achieve likely will go significantly beyond the goals that we have set. So we're developing something called the Energy Management Readiness Index that provides us with a way to measure that. We're working with the National Renewable Energy Lab to develop a way to try to come up with a measurement of the culture of the organization to know whether or not they're poised and how to correct the organization to get it properly poised for energy management culture.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.